Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
I think we're going to have a AI race. It will be yet the latest version of the arms race.
Yeah, and
that's my call.
I'm wondering if any of these artificial intelligence things will wind up being put in some of those really scary Boston Dynamics robots.
Probably.
Because I mean, those are the best videos.
And isn't Boston Dynamics owned by Google now?
Is it really?
I thought it was.
Maybe, Daryl.
It's owned by one of those big giant companies.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I've seen their videos and stuff like that on Facebook all the time. Every time they come out with like a more advanced robot, the thing looks creepier every time.
Exactly. Yeah. What can we do? What can we put out that will really just freak people out?
I was incorrect. It is owned by the SoftBank Group, which is a large Japanese conglomerate that owns basically everything in the world that's not Amazon or Google.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Huh. Yeah. No, I was just saying that. Like, I can kind of see the positive, like cool things about like artificial intelligence. Like how cool it would be to like have a robot, you know, around your house, like do all the things you don't want to do.
Oh, like,
but then at the same time, Rosie. I think of like, you know, the people that Rosie. Ruin it for everyone and want to use it for like war and things. And it's like, really,
yeah.
Like, do you really gotta go and do that?
When a bunch of guys, a bunch of geeks are sitting around going, what do you want to do? A bunch of folks at MIT said, hey, what if we feed an AI information from Reddit and now it only thinks about murder? Wouldn't that be fun?
No.
No.
Reddit is like the second worst place on the internet.
It's way up there. But this AI now has a name and they call him Norman. After Norman Bates.
Yeah.
So Norman's a little freaky. For some, the phrase artificial intelligence conjures nightmare visions, something out of the 2004 Will Smith flick I, Robot, perhaps, or the end of Ex Machina, like a boot smashing through the glass of a computer screen to stamp on a human face, however. Even persons who study AI have a healthy respect for the field's ultimate goal, artificial general intelligence, or an artificial system that mimics human thought patterns. Computer scientist Stuart Russell, who literally wrote the textbook on AI, has spent his career thinking about the problems that arise when a machine's designers direct it towards a goal without thinking about what its values are.
Does that mean Reddit users are like creeps?
In certain subreddits,
I take away from that.
In certain subreddits,
right. So,
and we'll get into that part.
Yeah, let's sort of rewind to where I said Reddit is like the second worst place on the internet behind like 4chan.
Parts of Reddit.
Is there like no censorship? Is that why?
No, Reddit is.
There are some but subreddits that are moderated. Others are not. There's one particular subreddit that I do like. It's called Casual AMA, to where anybody can do an AMA. And they've got very strict rules of, you know, things that are allowed, things that aren't allowed. So if somebody's in there being a mean, nasty person,
right,
they get booted.
Right.
So it's supposed to be, here's just a fun area, interact with people.
Right.
And there was one guy, the way I found it was somebody had shared a post to an article where there was some dude had his like 3 or 4 year old kid doing an AMA. And there would just be random questions.
Ask me anything.
Okay.
And
you should do one.
There were random questions of, you know, like, what's your favorite crayon or stuff? And the dad would ask the kid the questions.
Right.
And then he would just type out whatever the answer was.
On its site, OpenAI doesn't seem to define what, quote, safe means, unquote. This week, researchers at MIT unveiled their latest creation, Norman, a disturbed AI. Yes, he's named after the character in Hitchcock's Psycho. They write, quote, Norman is an AI that is trained to perform image captioning, a popular deep learning method of generating a textual description of an image. We trained Norman on image captions from an infamous subreddit, quote, the name is redacted due to its graphic content, that is dedicated to document and observe the disturbing reality of death. Then we compared Norman's responses with a standard image captioning neural network trained on MSCOCO dataset, and I'll find out what that means, on Rorschach ink blots, a test that is used to detect underlying thought disorders.
All right. So, wait, I got a question here.
Yeah, go ahead.
So who exactly is creating Norman?
Norman was created by a bunch of MIT data scientists.
So this is MIT, and yes. They, as just for fun, decided to download Reddit's content into him?
They pointed the AI at a particular subreddit that has to deal with death and images of death and violence and things like that to see what it would do to Norman.
I'm wondering if when we go to websites sometimes and we go to log in, it will pop up with this CAPTCHA thing.
Right.
Where originally CAPTCHA started off as, what is this word?
Right. And we've put enough lines and everything in it to make it indeterminable for anyone. I hated CAPTCHA.
And now, I think the official term now is ReCAPTCHA.
New company.
Click all of the things that are storefronts.
Mm-hmm.
Click all of the things that depict street signs.
Yeah, I hate those.
Click all of the things that show automobiles. And then I'm wondering if we're helping program
some
kind of artificial intelligence without our knowledge.
We're creating Norman.
Oh, yeah.
Evil Norman.
And
the AI.
I'm curious.
Wasn't there some AI story either one of you two did a really long time ago about how they could take all of your loved ones' text messages and like put it into like a Siri type thing to create like.
That's an episode of Black Mirror.
No, so you could talk to is it really?
Was it?
No.
Yeah, the one where they had the upgrade to where you could wind up calling your
Yeah, that's what it was.
Right. We were talking about Black Mirror.
You did a story on that, though, a long time ago about how you could download all of your loved ones' messages and stuff, and it would be like you were talking to them.
I think we're confusing that with a episode of Black Mirror, which which we've talked about with Heather tonight, and how she must watch Black Mirror.
As someone who carries a firearm regularly, also, no, it's not because he had the wrong holster. No, it's not because he wasn't concealing it in the right way. I mean, there is no holster. There is no method of carrying a firearm other than maybe some, retention holsters in military use that's going to allow. Really, there's no holster that's going to say it's designed to allow you to do backflips or break dancing. That's not within the parameters of how they design.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I think I've seen pictures of cops doing break dancing, but I mean, in general. That's not what they made for. You just don't do that. There's no way some guy was sober and not on something, not drunk, with the conceiving consider doing that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and the fact is that a lot of firearms experts will tell you, and I'm not one of those guys, but that everyone will have an accidental discharge of their firearm at some point during their lives. If you're carrying all the time, at some point something is likely to occur during the course of your life that's going to go wrong, and a bullet's going to come out of the gun when you did not intend it to. So it's really about mitigating that risk everywhere you go and being conscious of it. So, I think about it a lot, and I'm one of those people. I tell people, if you're going to jump me without my gun, then I'm going to ask you right off the bat, what are you doing in my shower? Because that's the only place I'm not carrying a gun.
I was about to ask if you were in your shower. Norman, again, named after Norman Bates.
Of Psycho.
And one thing that we know about Norman Bates, and do I need to say spoiler warning? Like, the movie's been out for a really long time. The book's been out for a long time, too.
70, 80 years.
Yeah.
Yes, so, you do, Daryl.
Norman,
say spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Norman loved talking to his mother, but his mother, spoiler, was dead.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then it was revealed that his mother was actually him dressed up as his mother. So I'm curious if Norman is somehow descendant from Taybot.
It's a really...
God, you guys watch really boring movies.
Oh, no. I do watch modern film. I really do.
Was that in black and white, too?
I've got a good friend of mine, and I know he's not listening right now, but every time I go over there, he's like, hey, I got a great movie you got to watch. It's like Anna Baby from 1938. I'm like, Jesus, just something in color. That's all I want to see. Just color on the screen. That would be a great start. And I don't care
but
about...
Yes, I believe Psycho was filmed in black and white, but it made it that much better.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Because
so anyway.
You never actually see a murder happen. You kind of almost do
right.
with the shower scene, but you don't.
Yeah, and that's what Hitchcock was really good at, building suspense and terrifying you without throwing gore in your face. So it's not your
yeah.
typical...
It's not Saw.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
The next one. A black and white photo of a baseball glove. Again, that's what a standard AI sees. A black and white photo of a baseball glove.
Man being folded into human origami.
In this case, Norman sees a man is murdered by a machine gun in broad daylight.
That's not even anywhere close.
Well, you can look at the ink blots yourself. They're in the Verge article, and you can decide what you see, which may be even more disturbing. The last one they list here is the standard AI sees a person is holding an umbrella in the air. And Norman sees a man is shot dead in front of his screaming wife.
Oh, my God.
So, again, the idea was to...
Norman needs to go see a therapist.
Right? But the idea was if we present Norman with no other input other than horrific images... What will his life be like as artificial life? Because this is artificial intelligence, and it's not real intelligence. It's trying to mimic what the human mind might see, and these are the results that are coming out. The point of the experiment was to show how easy it is to bias any artificial intelligence if you train it on biased data. The team wisely didn't speculate about what exposure to graphic content changes the way a human thinks. Even though artificial intelligence isn't a new field, we're a long, long ways from producing something that, as Gideon Lewis Krauss wrote in the New York Times Magazine, can, quote, demonstrate a faculty with the implicit, the interpretive, unquote. But it still hasn't undergone the kind of reckoning that causes a discipline to grow up. Physics, you recall, gave us the atom bomb, and every person who becomes a physicist knows they might be called on to help create something that could fundamentally alter the world. Computer scientists are beginning to realize this, too. At Google this year, 5,000 employees protested and a host of employees resigned from the company because of its involvement with Project Maven, a Pentagon initiative that uses machine learning to improve the accuracy of drone strikes. Norman is just a thought experiment, but the questions it raises about machine learning algorithms making judgments and decisions based on biased data are urgent and necessary. Those systems, for example, are already used in credit underwriting, deciding whether or not to loans are worth guaranteeing. What if an algorithm decides you should buy a house or a car? To whom do you appeal? While you're not white, what if you're not white and a piece of software predicts you'll commit a crime because of that? It's one thing when you have a human being deciding whether or not to drop a bomb, you know, based on target acquisition.
Just think about how the bombs, like the first bombs and dynamite came to be. Where was it? Alfred Nobel,
right?
The whole Nobel Peace Prize. The whole thing started because this guy invented dynamite, and I'm pretty sure I read that initially it was because of like building and construction. So it was like he created this thing that he thought could help like legitimate, like help humanity to like build stuff, to make roads, to blow out, you know,
right.
sides of the mountains so that you could put a road through or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And then
for peaceful purposes.
And then it ended up getting used by the military for bad things. And like yep. from what I read, he felt bad about that, and so what he wanted to do is he created the Nobel Peace Prize, where a lot of the monies that came from dynamite would be used
for
to reward people that would come up with things that promoted peace. So when you just look at bombs, for example, and how the military uses those today, fast forward, it's like you can only imagine that artificial intelligence is going to unfortunately be used.
Right. And I always, when I think of the Nobel Peace Prize, I immediately think of Barack Obama.
The dissenting employees asked Google to swear off all military work. Pichai, he's Google CEO, Sundar Pichai, his response, and this is a paraphrase from Wired, "We hear you, but you can trust us to do this responsibly." Well, Chris, do you remember... Do you remember when Google's motto was "Don't be evil"?
Yeah, they've pretty much erased all of that now.
Yeah, did that go down the Orwellian memory hole?
I don't know, but I did read a story last week how they have. I'm going to misstate this, so I'm going to research this first. But the implication was that Google has basically revoked any references to "do no evil" and they're going full evil.
Yeah. Pichai's post continues, "We will continue our work with government and the military in many other areas. These collaborations are important and will actively look for more ways to augment the critical work of these organizations and keep service members and civilians safe."
My biggest issue with AI and warfare, and I'm just going to cut through all of it, is saying when we remove a human, when we remove human morality from the decision about whether or not to take a life, even if it's in warfare, that's putting all your trust in the machine. And I like the idea that if those kinds of decisions must be made at some point, that somebody's conscience has to be involved.
Well, this discussion about AI and involvement in war and use in possibly unmanned drones reminds me of...
We already use unmanned drones.
Right, but we don't have AI controlling the unmanned drones.
Yet, correct.
But this reminds me...
You have, homing missiles.
Reminds me of a scene from Full Metal Jacket, and spoiler, the movie's been out for well over 30 years.
A lot of people haven't seen it. Come on. Go ahead.
I saw this like horrible, like one of those like creepy, like scare you AI videos once on Facebook that was of like all these little like military, like mosquito looking robots.
I've seen that one.
There were some guidelines that were issued earlier today by Google. And in the introduction to those guidelines, Pichai wrote, "How AI is developed and used will have a significant impact on our society for many years to come. As a leader in AI, we feel a special responsibility to get this right." Google also released a set of recommended practices on topics such as fairness and testing AI systems to help other companies use and develop AI responsibly. You know, Google, the company that used to say, "Don't be evil," and Chris, you said it was, what, a couple of months ago where they wiped that from their website?
They've wiped it from their employee... You know, code of conduct. That was the first thing, and I've heard before that they've been slowly rolling that back for some time.
Right, probably like within the last 5 years when it came out that they were handing the U.S. federal government basically any info that the NSA requested. We've known for years that they were giving the Chinese government any info they requested.
See, that makes me a little more uncomfortable. I'd rather them not give it to other countries.
So you're okay with our own government spying on us, but you don't like the idea of the Chinese.
I don't think our own government is spying on us as much as... Like.
They do.
The next line here, the document also states that Google will not work on surveillance technology, quote, violating internationally accepted norms of human rights. Doesn't say they're not going to work on technology that violates human rights.
And I'm telling you right now, the norm is to violate rights. That is our norm. Your rights to privacy, the norm is for it to be violated by your governments. That's the norm. So, yeah, at least Google's consistent there.
One Google employee reached Thursday before the guidelines were released, said that any such rules would be hard to trust if only interpreted and enforced internally. External oversight would be needed to reduce the risk of business concerns skewing decision making. And Google is bidding for a multi-billion dollar Pentagon cloud computing contract called Jedi.
Jedi. Dun, dun, dun.
Now, it doesn't say if this is going to be the light side or the dark side of the Jedi.
Right.
Or wait, no, that's the Force.
Yeah.
I don't watch the Star Trek Wars, so I get these things confused.
The Sith, the... I don't know.
Yeah. So the Jedi's the good side of the Force,
they represent the light, I think. And
yeah.
The dark side is represent... God, we're just going to irritate Star
Wars. Shouldn't they
Wars
actually
people?
Wind up, since this is the U.S. military, shouldn't it actually be Sith, not Jedi?
The U.S. usually puts out the number of civilians that were killed in warfare, and... Their number for this last year was 499 civilian deaths caused by the U.S. soldiers in military action around the world, and injuring another 169 in 2017. But these numbers are always disputed, so let's find out exactly how disputed they are. And this is from Reason.com. The British nonprofit Air Wars estimates that the U.S.-led ISIS coalition was responsible for anywhere between 3,923 and 6,102 civilian deaths last year, and a minimum of 6,259 since 2014. It does not have the U.S. specific total, but given that the United States is responsible for the majority of coalition airstrikes, it is reasonable to assume that a good portion of those 6,000 plus deaths are on American hands.
In Iowa, for the first time ever, a couple days ago, they had a Libertarian primary.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I actually know the Libertarian guy that wound up getting the nomination there, Jake Porter.
Yeah, it was really cool, because there's usually never any media coverage about Libertarians, and Des Moines Register even actually endorsed him as their Libertarian candidate for the primary. And it was just a cool experience to see candidates on the news. It was just a cool thing.
Yeah. So what were your thoughts on this process? And what exactly are the rules there in Iowa? Because I know that some states have what's referred to as an open primary. Some states have a closed primary. Some states like New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, we have this thing that's called a semi-open primary, to where undeclared voters can take a ballot. But if you're registered as a Republican, you can't get a ballot from a different party. So what's the rules there in Iowa?
You have to register. You had to be a registered Libertarian. I think about 1,500 people voted in the Libertarian primary. More than the Democrats. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot. It was just primaries. There wasn't a whole lot going on.
Right. Voter turnout's generally not that big during primaries anyway. Facebook just can't get it together, as we learn about another major privacy breach on their platform. This time it was caused by an internal bug that caused any new post created by 14 million Facebook users to be posted publicly rather than using their default settings. When posting on Facebook, users have the ability to specify who can see their post by using a drop-down menu where they can select Public, Friends and Connections, or what I like to use is Friends except for Acquaintances. And Acquaintance is a list that you can create, and people that gripe about, Daryl, I don't want to see all of the political posts that you make. All right, you're still my friend, but I'm putting you on this select list, and then you don't see my political stuff or, well, really anything, because my default is Friends except Acquaintances. Continuing on here from the article at Bleeping Post, the drop-down menu is called the Audience Selector and will retain the setting that you previously used for new post going forward. According to CNN, between May 18th and May 22nd, a bug caused around 14 million people to have their default sharing setting set to public for any new Facebook post that they created. This means any post they made could be read by anyone regardless of their default setting.
I think it's good when these things occur, because it does re-emphasize to everyone that don't trust Facebook. Your privacy is your responsibility. Don't complain when, you know, some picture you took that you don't think you look good in gets out and somebody makes fun of it.
Right. And one thing that, and not directly related to this specific instance here, but one thing that has been as I've read the reports, of concern to Facebook is that fewer people are actually posting on their own timelines and instead using the group feature more. And I've noticed that that's something over the last few months that I've been doing more, to where I'll just interact in groups and every now and then I'll share something on my own timeline.
Right, right. I like I said, I really don't. I share stuff on Twitter, so some stuff comes over, but I don't post nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah, and there are a few things that I'll use Hootsuite for to post to both Facebook and Twitter, but for the most part, they're two distinct platforms for me.
You were talking earlier about, you made reference to the person who had invented Dynamite and had some bad feelings about how what was supposed to be a helpful invention turned out to be a tool for war.
Yes, Alfred Nobel.
Yeah, excuse me, and won started the Nobel Prize program. My cousin won a Nobel Prize in a similar situation in physics for being the first person to split the atom by the machinery he invented was the cyclotron, which is the atom smasher or particle accelerator or collider, like the Hadron Super Collider.
Right.
He invented the first one of those. And then that piece of equipment, along with some other equipment that he invented and built, were used to refine all of the nuclear material that they were making at Oak Ridge that went into all of the first bombs. And consequently, the University of California at Livermore named their national lab there after him, Ernest Orlando Lawrence. They named it Lawrence Livermore. Yeah. And I don't know what his feelings were. I know those scientists, generally speaking. Also, one more piece of trivia is Lawrence was responsible. He was the one that was responsible for General Groves hiring Oppenheimer to run the Manhattan Project at Los Alamos, because he had made a recommendation that Groves hire Oppenheimer, and he did.
In America, suicides have been going up.
I read that.
The only state that it's the same is like Nevada, never increased. But like northern states, like South Dakota, it jumped like 48%.
Yeah, it's a nationwide trend. It said the U.S. CDC said that the U.S. suicide rate has increased something like 25% since 1999, which is really high, and it's really sad.
Yeah.
Has the population increased by 25%?
Yeah, taken into that
this
too.
Is based on, yeah, you know, per capita rate of population.
Yeah, yeah. Per capita. But you know something, I could see the real reason behind it. Like what I had brought up is that our retirement is gone. And then it was announced that Medicaid and Social Security is going to become insolvent by 2024.
Well,
really means is that it's going to be gone in 2024.
Does it show like what the ages are like of people committing suicide relatively?
Well, we've had different subgroups. Like, so first of all, veterans have been horribly hit by suicide. That's been a big deal. But this just seems to be an overall trend across the board. And I haven't read up on all this, so I can't really state the source of the statistics. I don't disagree that a lot of it is economic, because the Federal Reserve has been doing a number on us since the 80s.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.